Here's one thing missing from GM's plan. The answer to this question, will the company actually make any money? That's the question posed in a column by Wall Street Journal columnist Evan Newmark. And Evan, how can they truly answer that question given how unpredictable the economy is these days?
Well, in fairness, they probably can't answer the question right away, but they can produce a plan that shows a path to profitability.
Well, what do you think of their plan? You've read it.
I don't think it's too great, actually.
So besides that, the fact that they don't put forth any idea of how they're going to be profitable, what else bothers you?
I think the way to look at the plan is as a political plan as opposed to an economic plan. It's geared to getting Congress to approve $18 billion in bailout loans. It's not really geared to proving that GM is going to be a dynamic, profitable company 3 or 4 years from now.
What do you think of Larry Burns' assertion, he's the vice president of R&D at GM we just had on, his assertion that the car company is ready and willing to bring out all these cars that people say they want, more fuel-efficient cars?
I get nervous whenever politicians start serving as a proxy for the marketplace. If there is a market for an economical and efficient hybrid car or a electric car, then consumers will buy it. And so the ultimate test on any product is whether or not a consumer will buy it. And using that test, Detroit has failed over the past few decades.
So do you think that GM cannot succeed, that even if it gets this money, this $18 billion it's looking for, it will fail eventually?
The name of my piece was Why General Motors is Doomed, so that's not particularly optimistic. It's almost as if they got to start from scratch. A lot of this money is just throwing good money after bad, and it's sad, but it's true.
They're placing a lot of their hopes on the Chevy Volt, the electric car that's due out at the end of 2010. What do you think about that, and do you think that that's enough to help the company?
In reading through the General Motors restructuring plan, they talk about it as if it's the next Ford Model T. I think the language that they use is a fundamental reinvention of the American automobile industry. And, you know, I hope it is, but you have to be skeptical about anything coming out that will fundamentally reinvent the industry, at least at this stage. It's too mature an industry right now.
Is there anything that GM can say when they go before Congress tomorrow and Friday? Is there anything that they should do, do you think, that could save it?
They're objective in going to Congress is not to save the industry. Their objective in going to Congress is to get money from Congress. And if you read through these documents, they are, especially the General Motors document, it is full of really shameless, Americanizing, patriotic propaganda. It's geared to getting the money. And that's their objective. And I believe they will come away from Washington with money. So in terms of their objective, they will succeed in that narrow objective. However, if you asked me, will the shareholders or will anybody who has their debt ever see a return on that capital, that I'm a lot more skeptical about.
Evan Newmark is a columnist for The Wall Street Journal. His column in today's paper is titled, Why GM is Doomed. Evan, thank you.
Thank you, Mel.